Welcome back, guys, to another episode of your podcast. I am K-Dub. Welcome back to K-Dub Palace. So I want to say sorry for the delay, you know what I'm saying, for the undelayed episodes. I've been in and out, have having to take care of a few things, so we are back with episode 11. It's not too much going on around the association. But before we get into the podcast, I want to say if you're a new follow-up, you can get your podcast on any platform that you listen to, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. You can tune into any platform every week to hear K-Dub Palace. For episode 11, we have Jamal Murray. Some NBA news real quick before we get into some WNBA news. So the NBA, Jamal Murray signs a $208 million contract extension for 4 years with the Denver Nuggets. It took a while for it to be done. Jamal Murray was looking to go into next season as a free agent if he had not gotten this deal done, but they have got it done. He will be there for the foreseeable future for the next 4 years. Looking forward to how the Denver Nuggets turns out after they've lost some free agent moves with KCP and some other key players free agency like Reggie Jackson left. So you know, with the addition of Russell Westbrook. I feel like Russell Westbrook can go. I feel like he can come into this team with a whole different energy, a whole other attitude. He brings veteran leadership. And then I want to say while like Jamal Murray sits for some time during games, Russell Westbrook can come in and kind of like give him like a break. He can come in and give him like a little break as he sits out for a few minutes. As he gets his rest a little bit before he returns out on the court. Like I said, for somebody who hasn't made an All NBA team, who hasn't been an All Star, in the league, you don't really see a player like Jamal Murray get $208 million. If you haven't made, all NBA and All Star, and it's not his fault. He plays in the West. It's guard heavy in the West. You got Luka, you got Shea, you got Ja, you got Curry. Who else we got? You got Devin Booker. You got Kyrie. You got De'Aaron Fox, now you got DeJounte Murray over there. It's very guard heavy. James Harden, he's still playing at a kind of a high level, it's very guard heavy in the West. So it's very hard for Jamal Murray to make an All-Star team. He'll be more of like a replacement if he was to make an All-Star team. But if he went to the East, even the East is still guard heavy in the East. You got Donovan Mitchell, you got Dame, you got Tyrese Maxey, Tyrese Halliburton, you got Jalen Brunson, Trae Young. There's guard heavy out there too. But he's more likely to make it in the East than the West, even though the guard play is kind of equal in both conferences. But my man, but shout out to Jamal Murray getting that bag. I'm still not well. I would like to see Russ win a championship. So if I was to root for the Nuggets, that would be the reason why, so that my guy Russ can get a championship. But as far as how the roster is constructed for Denver, I don't think they'll go to the finals. If you ask me personally, I think the Mavericks might go back, for a second time. You know, They added Klay Thompson, but they've also got they were able to pick up Spencer Dinwiddie. He's gonna return back to Dallas. So that might I feel like Spencer Dinwiddie might play he might play better in Dallas now. I think he might play better in Dallas now. He's gonna be reunited with his old teammate Kyrie. And if you think about it, he was in a trade for Kyrie, and now he gets to play with Kyrie a year later. So I like the bench. I still think the bench is a little weak. They trade away Tim Hardaway Jr. I still think the bench still needs some more still needs help. But with Dinwiddie now, you got Dinwiddie off the bench, and they got Derek Lively off the bench. So, and then you got Green, what's his name? I think it's Jordan Green. Is that his name? Green off the bench. He's the shooter off the bench. So like you got Green, you got Dinwiddie, you got Lively. That's a good little trio, off the bench, I guess. A little solid trio off the bench for Dallas. So yeah, Dallas can definitely go back to the finals next year. But at the same time, you got teams that are also looking to reach the finals. You got the Lakers. How Bron played in the Olympics. You kind of gotta think like Bron's looking for vengeance. AD as well. They both played. Great in the Olympics. You got Shea, you got OKC. You got Shea. He's looking to get back. You got Ant-Man, you got Anthony Edwards. I know Anthony Edwards made some comments, and everybody's kind of like tripping off of that. Now I think about it, I'm hearing people talk, and I kind of had to think myself. Ant, like me and Ant are around the same age, so. When he made that comment, it's kind of like, I mean, I don't, now that I'm thinking in the moment, I wasn't really thinking much about it, but now that I'm thinking about the comment that Ant made about how the only players back then that were skilled were Michael Jordan. That's not true. But you got Hakeem Olajuwon, he's very skilled. You want to think about players you got players like Kareem, skill, like the jump shot, like the sky hook that took skill, like the sky hook took skill. That's not like an easy move. Other players that have skill, you think about, like passing is a skill. John Stockton, I think John Stockton, Isaiah Thomas, Tim Hardaway Jr. Ross Strickland, you got players like that were skilled. Magic, his passing. So I don't really believe that comment, but it's just like a lack of, just like I think it's just like a lack of knowledge of the game. But like I said, like we all young, like we all around the same age. I probably would have said something. I almost cussed for a minute, but I probably would have said something like that a few years back. Knowing me, I previously had a radio show. I've said some bold statements, you know what I mean? So I probably would have said some stuff like that as well. But yeah, man. But you got Ant-Man in the West. You got Luke. Well, obviously, I just said the Mavericks, so Luka, obviously. But you got the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans are underrated. I think the Pelicans and Grizzlies, them two teams are underrated. The Kings got DeRozan. Who knows what happened with that now? But I think I'm looking at the Pelicans right now. The only thing the Pelicans need right now is a big man. Right now, their starting big man is like 6'7", with a little wingspan. That's not gonna cut it in the West. You're gonna need a big man. I'm surprised the Pelicans didn't. After they made the trade for DeJounte Murray, I'm surprised they didn't go out and get like a Drummond or like a Hartenstein, somebody that can play that big man role. or try and re-sign Valanciunas. I don't know why Valanciunas left and went to the Wizards. I think he went for the money. Probably for like the money. I think that's why he came to the Wizards, collect for money. Other than that, I don't understand the move from going to like the Wizards, but it is what it is. But yeah, like the West is loaded. But I do think the Mavericks will go back to the finals. Seems like the Suns with KD, Brad Beal, D Book. They just signed Tyus Jones in free agency. They got Mason Plumlee now. They signed some other pieces as well. So the Suns are looking to go there. The Golden State Warriors, I don't know. We'll see. Probably a play-in team. Got the Houston Rockets. Spurs made some moves with Chris Paul, Harrison Barnes, asked for better leadership to play with Wemby. Got Chris Paul's gonna be featuring. Oh my gosh. Sorry about that, y'all. I'm tired. I just got up. You got Chris Paul, who is now. He's somebody that can feature Wemby now. I feel like last year, a lot of players who were playing with Wemby last year, they were just trying to, like get their numbers. I think players like Vassell was trying to get like his numbers and a contract. I don't think he wasn't trying to feature Wemby. So I think now they got a point guard in Chris Paul that's gonna orchestrate all that chaos down there. But no, man, I think the West is gonna be loaded, but I think the Mavericks, even like the Clippers, I don't see the Clippers reaching. I see the Clippers getting out the first round. I see the Clippers getting out the first round, if not making the playoffs, because like Kawhi is never healthy. So, yeah, I do think. I got Dallas going back, so it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough for Denver next year to reach the finals. But that's how I feel about that. The next news we have, listen, WNBA's making some headlines. But we got some bad news. Angel Reese is out for the season with a wrist injury. She's set to have surgery sometime in the week. Angel Reese, she's had an unbelievable season. She's averaging 13 and 13. She's been really big on the boards. She's broken the most. I think she's broken the most double doubles by a rookie. In the last, I don't know how many years, but she set a record for rebounds as a rookie. I can't count how many double doubles that she's had this year. She's had over 20 double doubles this season. And next year she's definitely gonna like continue her dominance. And she said recently how she wants to become more of like a stretch big. So we've seen her shoot a couple of threes, this season. So if she can become a threat on the perimeter, that's gonna be scary. So watch out for like the future of Angel Reese. Hopefully Angel Reese gets a speedy recovery. Very sad news. I just got an Angel Reese a jersey. Couple days ago, so I was looking forward to seeing her in these last few weeks, as the season kind of wraps up for the playoffs. But we're not going to be getting no more Angel Reese. That's unfortunate, but that doesn't mean that we all should stop watching the Chicago Sky. I think right now they're fighting to be in the playoffs. They're the eighth seed. You got Candy Carter, you got Cardoso. They're going to hold it down of Angel Reese. I think you're going to see a lot more of like Cardoso being more dominant. With Angel Reese, she wasn't as dominant, but now with Angel Reese out, we can all see the dominance of Cardoso kind of emerge as Angel Reese sits. So, shout out to Angel Reese. Speedy recovery for her, man. Yeah, man, hopefully she can continue doing great things off the court. You know, she has a podcast now, you know, and she's, you know, she had released a message to her fans on her Instagram earlier this week about the whole injury. So yeah, man, it's unfortunate, but injury said, man, she needs this time. She needs to take a mental break and a physical break from the game. You know, with everything going on with her personally, with you know off the court stuff, you know, with her. So she said this is probably a good time for her to sit back and relax. So speedy recovery for Angel Reese, and you know, hopefully we can see more of the dominance next season and for years to come as you emerge in your career. So, Caitlin Clark, man, what's to say about Caitlin Clark, man? As y'all know, Cheryl Swoops has said some stuff about Caitlin Clark. There was some stuff that like she shot out the whole Indiana team and then mentioned Caitlin Clark. So, I'm an Angel Reese fan, but you know, like the more I watch Caitlin Clark games, and I'm seeing like Kelsey Mitchell get so many buckets off of Caitlin Clark's, assists, and you know Kelsey Mitchell, who I believe is an underrated player in the league. I think she's definitely proven herself to be one of the top guards in the league. You got Aaliyah Boston, who's becoming a threat now in the post. She's starting to average double double, so. You know, the Fever, they have a little big three, but I think, you know, with the Fever advancing to the playoffs for the first time in 6 years, I think that speaks of how valuable Caitlin Clark is and how much she means to the WNBA, you know, and the attention that she's bringing to the sport. Because, but at the same time, Asia Wilson, she's the GOAT. I think she's the GOAT right now. She's putting up his historical numbers. She was holding the WNBA down before Caitlin Clark came on the scene. So, no, but you got it. But Caitlin Clark, like what she's doing as a rookie is, it's unbelievable. Something that we haven't seen in a while. So, as a rookie, so shout out Caitlin Clark. I actually just got a Caitlin Clark jersey myself. Listen, I'm just a fan. I like to see greatness. You know what I mean? Angel Reese is my dog, but Caitlin Clark, she's great, and what she's doing, I can't hate on that. So it's kind of like me having to adjust to like Steph Curry. You know, I've never been a Steph Curry fan. No, I've never been a Steph Curry fan, but you know, I can't ignore the greatness. You know, I can't ignore that. So. So sometimes you gotta put your pride to the side, kind of like acknowledge. But what Caitlin Clark is doing, like you can't hate on that, you know what I mean? And like, you got certain players that's kind of like knocking her down in plays, like in game, like they're like hard fouling her, and you know it's a lot of that stuff is kind of like unnecessary. But you know. It is the pros, you know, it's different from college, so it's expected. And you see, like, Caitlin Clark is not fazed, you know, she's not fazed, you know, she still shows high praise, you know, like, she doesn't bother anybody, she just goes out and plays her game as she should, you know, who cares what anybody is saying, you know, but shout out to Caitlin Clark. I will be wearing her jersey in the playoffs. Supporting her, and bro, and it's the same like with Juju. As soon as Juju, I'm gonna get me a USC Juju jersey. I'm getting one. I don't know when, but I'm gonna get one. And when she goes to the league, I'm gonna get one. You know what I'm saying? I just like seeing greatness. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Shout out to Angel. Shout out to Caitlin Clark. Asia Wilson, she's injured right now. She's suffering an ankle injury, but she's been putting up some. Asia Wilson has been putting up some big numbers. She's having a historical season. I don't think we've ever seen anybody put these kind of numbers in a while. So, yeah, Asia Wilson definitely in that. She's definitely the LeBron of the WNBA right now. So, Asia Wilson, she's going to be MVP. Her team is not playing as good, but she's definitely going to be MVP. There are other players that's doing good too, like Nadia Collier. I just looked at the the MVP rankings for WNBA. Asia Wilson, Alyssa Thomas, Sabrina Ionescu, and Nadia Collier. I think it's Natalie Collier. Natalie Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. Alyssa Thomas from the Sun. Sabrina from the New York Liberty. I'm missing somebody, but I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm surprised. Caitlin Clark is not top five in that MVP conversation, but I guess because by her being like a rookie, it's kind of early. But you gotta put like Caitlin Clark in the MVP conversation because what she's doing with the Fever, right now. I don't think we've ever seen. It's been a while since we've seen this in the WNBA. So I got Caitlin Clark top five MVP. Now we're gonna transition into Kate. So we have a segment now, which I'm gonna start doing. It's gonna be my top five. So my top five WNBA players, my personal top five WNBA players. Asia Wilson, obviously. You know what I'm saying? She plays for I'm starting to be an Aces fan. I think, you know, my favorite player is Kelsey Plum. You know, I just like her finesse. And she got a shot and she a lefty just like me. You know, she's a lefty just like me, so but my personal top five is Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Angel Reese, obviously. This is gonna be a little different, but Dejanay Carrington from the Connecticut Sun. I like her defense, how she guards the best player. Like, she's just a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, she guards the best player. And when she needs to score, she'll score. But she's more of a defensive player. So Dejanay Carrington is in my personal top five. I think that's four. So my fifth is probably gonna be Caitlin Clark. So my top five. And I mean, I just, well, Angel Reese is from my home. She's from Maryland. I'm from Maryland. I like her game, how she get rebounds, how she, you know, she plays with that dog mentality. You know, she plays with that dog mentality. So, that's why I got Angel in my top five. I don't know about y'all, but she in my top five. I was debating between Caitlin Clark and Arike. Arike from the Dallas Wings. She's a bucket. I was debating between her and Caitlin Clark. And right now, Caitlin Clark is just doing shit we've never seen the WNBA for a while, so I had to put Caitlin Clark in the top five. And I just told y'all that I got a jersey. I'm getting a jersey in a couple of days that will be here from New Saints. So, yeah, man. And then Caitlin Clark, man, she just, I just explained. You know what I'm saying? Just think about what she's doing. I mean, she's averaging 19.2 points a game and 8.5 assists a game. She's averaging almost a double-double. So, you know, and Angel Reese is averaging 13 rebounds. That's insane. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's my personal top five. Now, if you ask me what's my actual WNBA top five, obviously Asia Wilson. Natalie Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. She is obviously number two. Alyssa Thomas is probably number three. I want to say Breonna Stewart, like, regardless if she's not in the MVP conversation, but Breonna Stewart is definitely in the top five. And then, I mean, you gotta put for that fifth spot, I mean, like, Diana Taurasi is still playing, and she's still in the league playing. So, Diana definitely deserves being that top five. You know, she's still in the league playing, so Diana Taurasi. No, but you can't disrespect, like, the GOATs. You know, they're still in. I mean, like, she's still playing, so she's top five. You know, you can go her. You can go DT. You can go Sabrina. Ionescu. Like I said, like the DT, she's still playing, so she got to be in the top five. As far as, like, the future, that's about all I got for this episode. I think I've covered all WNBA sports, the latest news. So tonight we have, so for tonight's games, we got, the Lynx play the Atlanta Dream. The Liberty will be going to Dallas to play the Wings. Then we got the Connecticut Sun. They're set to play the LA Sparks. And for the rest of the week, looking forward to the Aces and the Indian Fever. Got Asia Wilson. She's still out with the ankle injury, so she might not play tomorrow, but let's see how her status is for Friday. There are a lot of Aces and Link Aces and Fever games tomorrow and Friday. Then for this weekend, you got the Fever and the Wings, the Link Celebrity. You know, it's gonna be a lot of packed WNBA games. I know the NFL season has started, but you guys know this is a basketball podcast, so we probably won't touch on the NFL because I personally don't know all about, I don't really talk about football like that, even though my team is the Eagles, but I don't really talk about football because I don't really know the game like that, like I do basketball, so that's why this is a basketball podcast. But I don't mind, talking about a few topics on football, you know, I want to try to make this podcast, Even though it's a basketball podcast, I still want to make it. I still want to, like, touch on other stuff if we have to. That's not basketball related, but like majority of what we talk about is basketball related. So, it's gonna be a great week for WNBA. The playoffs. I think the playoffs start sometime. In the next, I feel like the playoffs start in the next couple weeks, I think. Personally, I don't know when the playoffs start. As we're doing the podcast right now, as we're doing the podcast right now, I'm looking for, trying to figure out when the playoffs start. I'm not really seeing it, but sometime next week, I'll probably know, I'll probably have an answer, to when the playoffs start. But the end of the regular season is September 19th. That's the end of the regular season. So, the playoffs should be, in a couple of weeks for the WNBA. So, like I said, it'll be a lot of topics to talk about WNBA. Yeah, man, this concludes another episode. I am your host, K-Dub. Thank you for tuning in to K-Dub Palace. Later on down the line, there will be a time where I do speak a little more clear. It's just circumstances. This is the best I can do right now. But like I said, we're growing. I do need to be more consistent, and that will happen. But of right now, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm thinking about posting these like on YouTube, because I'm not doing good on Spotify right now. So I will be posting, I'll probably start posting these episodes on YouTube, starting with this one probably. So the link for that will be in my Instagram bio. My Instagram is DripGodKDub. My Instagram is DripGodKDub. DripGodKDub on Instagram. In my bio is all the links to all my other platforms. Spotify, YouTube, you'll get all those links in my bio on Instagram. Appreciate you guys for tuning in for another episode of K-Dub Palace. I'm your host, K-Dub. And I'm going to see you guys in episode 12.